first off, Brad, congratulations on the appointment to the Olympic Games.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's exciting. Looking forward to it, and we don't know too much about it yet. We just got an email a couple weeks ago with the names of the people that were chosen, so that's about all we know at this point.
Now, is that something that you applied for, or is it kind of arbitrarily decided?
No, that's something our boss, Stephen Walkham, and his consultant, Terry Gregson, they're in charge of, along with IHF, deciding who's going to go from the NHL. I think there's 13 of us that are going from the NHL, and the other 15 officials are for amateur officials from around the world. So it was up to them. I'm not sure how they decided on who to choose, but happy my name was thrown in there.
Yeah, for sure. Now, is there any difference being a linesman during an NHL game versus the international competition?
I don't know. I'll tell you when I get home from Sochi.
it's not something you've done before?
No, I've never really done any international things as far as hockey goes. All I really know is there are some tweaks to the rules that we're going to have to learn. And, of course, the Olympic-size ice, that's a major difference from the NHL hockey as well.
Probably nothing you can't handle, though, right?
Well, I hope not. I hope I can handle it and find out when we get over there. I'm sure it'll be a little different, but I'm sure we'll get through it.
So you don't have a timeline yet as to, how things are going to play out for you over that, 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah, like I said, we really don't know too much about it. We have just one email from them saying who was chosen to do it. And I think later on this month there's going to be people over there kind of doing a fact-finding mission over there for us. So we're going to get answers to a lot of the questions we have probably later on in December, first part of January.
Now, I know you probably won't be able to determine this until, you've actually gone over there, done the event, and, have some time to reflect on it. But where do you think this is going to rank in your officiating career as to, the biggest events that you've had to work?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll rank pretty high. Haven't had a chance to work the Stanley Cup final yet, and that's something I'm still striving to do. But, at the end of the day, when my career is over, I'll look back at it. I'm sure it's a pretty exciting thing to do, and I'll look back at it, and it's probably a pretty proud moment in the officiating career.
And what's the reaction been? I know you said you found out a couple weeks ago. The release kind of went out yesterday morning, and what's it been like over the last day? Probably a lot of congratulations coming in?
Yeah, it's been great. People, obviously my friends from Woodstock and family members from Woodstock and all around here in Fort Erie, I knew something was up because I woke up yesterday morning and looked at my phone and I had like 27 text messages, so I knew it was either a good thing or a bad thing, but I guess I didn't realize they released the names yesterday, and obviously the support I get from people around the Woodstock area has always been great, so it didn't surprise me too much.
Well, that's great. We will definitely be watching for you here. And maybe we'll have a chance to chat before you head over, and definitely when it's all said and done.
Nope, that sounds good to me, and hi to everybody in Woodstock.